Good afternoon and welcome once more to Aries and Songs. I'm Larry Johnson, your host, but also your tour guide of sorts today, as I'm taking you to New York as we spend the next half hour enjoying selections from Broadway musicals by Stephen Sondheim. His name is synonymous with some of the finest musicals ever produced for the Broadway stage. Stephen Joshua Sondheim was born in New York in 1930. This was a truly golden age for Broadway, with shows whose songs we still enjoy today. Cole Porter, Irving Berlin, George Gershwin, Richard Rodgers, and Jerome Kern defined the Broadway musical. Sondheim recalls seeing Kern's show, Very Warm for May, as a boy in 1939. His musical development was greatly influenced by his relationship with Oscar Hammerstein II, who became his mentor, good friend, and even a surrogate father figure. Hammerstein is, of course, recalled for his lyrics in such shows as Kern's Showboat and his collaboration with Richard Rodgers in musicals including The Sound of Music and Oklahoma. Sondheim attended rehearsals for their show Carousel in the 1940s. His career began as a lyricist, like Hammerstein, collaborating with Julie Stein in Gypsy, and most importantly, with Leonard Bernstein in West Side Story in 1957. Eager to compose both words and music, Sondheim had his first success in 1962 with A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum. Let's hear Jason Alexander now performing Comedy Tonight.
Playgoers, I bid you welcome. The theater is a temple, and we are here to worship the gods of comedy and tragedy. Tonight, I am pleased to announce...
A comedy!
We shall employ every device we know in our desire to divert you. Something familiar, something peculiar, something for everyone, a comedy tonight. Something appealing, something appalling, something for everyone, a comedy tonight. Nothing with kings, nothing with crowns. Bring on the lovers, liars, and clowns. Old situations, new complications. Nothing portentous or polite. Tragedy tomorrow, comedy tonight. Something exotic, something erotic, something for everyone, a comedy tonight. Something expensive, something offensive, something for everyone, a comedy tonight. Tragedy tomorrow, comedy tonight. Something convulsive, something repulsive, something for everyone, a comedy tonight. Something aesthetic, something frenetic, something for everyone, a comedy tonight.
Nothing with gods, nothing with fate.
Weighty affairs will just have to wait.
Nothing that's formal,
nothing that's normal.
No recitation to recite.
Open up the curtain. Comedy tonight. It all takes place on a street in Rome, around and about these three houses. First, the house of Aronius, a befuddled old man, abroad now in search of his children, stolen in infancy by pirates. Something for everyone, a comedy tonight. Something erratic, something dramatic, something for everyone, a comedy tonight. Frenzy and frolic, strictly symbolic. Something for everyone, a comedy tonight. A buyer and seller of the flesh of beautiful women. That's for those of you who have absolutely no interest in pirates. Finally, the House of Senex, who lives here with his wife and son. Also in the house lives Pseudolus, slave to the sun. Pseudolus is a role of tremendous nuance and variety and played by an actor of such. Let me put it to you this way. I play the part.
Comedy tonight.
And now, the entire company.
Comedy tonight. Something that's gaudy.
Something for everybody.
Comedy tonight.
Nothing that's grim.
Nothing that's Greek.
She plays Medea later this week.
Stunning surprises, cunning disguises, hundreds of actors out of sight.
Pantaloons and tunics, courtesans and eunuchs.
And bases.
Tenderers, philanderers,
cupidity, timidity,
mistakes, fakes, rhymes, and
tumblers, grumblers, fumblers, bumblers.
No royal purse, no Trojan horse, and a happy ending, of course. Goodness and badness, man in his madness. This time it all turns out all right. Tragedy tomorrow.
Comedy Tonight is sung by Jason Alexander of Seinfeld fame, with ensemble and orchestra conducted by Paul Gemignani, with music and lyrics by Stephen Sondheim. Sondheim was on a roll now. In 1971 came Follies. Veteran performers returned to a theater where they had performed in their youth. If you should ever feel you need a little courage just to get through life, I refer you now to the one and only Elaine Stritch, as she lets us know, I'm still here.
Good times and bum times, I've seen them all, and my dear, I'm still here. Plush velvet sometimes, sometimes just pretzels and beer, but I'm here. I've stuffed the dailies in my shoes, strummed ukuleles, sung the blues, seen all my dreams disappear, but I'm here. I've slept in shanties, guest of the WPA, but I'm here. Danced in my scanties, $3 a night was the pay, but I'm here. I've stood on bread lines with the best, watched while the headlines did the rest. In the Depression, was I depressed? Nowhere near. I met a big financier, and I'm here. I've been through Gandhi, Windsor, and Wally's affair, and I'm here. Amos and Andy, Mahjong and platinum hair, and I'm here. I got through AB's Irish Rose, 5D on babies, Major Bose had heebie-jeebies for BB's bathysphere. I lived through Brenda Fraser, and I'm here. I've gotten through Herbert and J. Edgar Hoover. Gee, that was one and a half. When you've been through Herbert and J. Edgar Hoover, anything else is a laugh. I've been through Reno, I've been through Beverly Hills, and I'm here. Reefers and vino, rescuers, religion and pills, and I'm here. Been called a pinko, commie tool, got through it stinko by my pool. I should have gone to an acting school, that seems clear. Still, someone said she's sincere, so I'm here. Black sable one day, next day it goes into hock, but I'm here. Top billing Monday, Tuesday you're touring in stock, but I'm here. First you're another slow-eyed vamp, then someone's mother, then your camp, then you career from career to career. Just pretzels and beer, but I'm here. I've run the gamut A to Z, three cheers and damn it, c'est la vie. I got through all of last year, and I'm here. Lord knows at least I was there, and I'm here. Look who's
Stritch letting the world know, I'm still here, from Stephen Sondheim's Follies. She performed with the New York Philharmonic Orchestra. It's conducted by Paul Gemignani. Now for arguably Sondheim's most popular song, Send in the Clowns, which went beyond the world of Broadway and was sung by the likes of Judy Collins and Frank Sinatra. We will hear Angela Lansbury, who had made her Broadway debut in Sondheim's Anyone Can Whistle, and then created the role of Mrs. Lovett in his Sweeney Todd. Ms. Lansbury is accompanied by the composer, Stephen Sondheim.
Isn't it rich? Are we a pair? Me here at last on the ground, you in midair. Send in the clowns. Isn't it bliss? Tearing around, one who can't move. Where are the clowns? Send in the clowns. Just when I'd stopped opening doors, finally knowing the one that I wanted was yours, making my entrance again with my usual flair, sure of my lines, no one is there. Don't you love a farce? My fault, I fear. That you'd want what I want. Sorry, my dear. But where are the clowns? Quick, send in the clowns. Don't bother, they're here. Isn't it queer? Losing my timing this late in my career. And where are the clowns? There ought to be clowns. Well, maybe next year.
Stephen Sondheim accompanying Angela Lansbury in his song Send in the Clowns from A Little Night Music. 1976 saw Sondheim's Pacific Overtures and then the hugely successful Sweeney Todd in 1979. An unlikely story. It's all about revenge and murder with cannibalism thrown in for good measure. We hear Sondheim at his most operatic, and indeed, Sweeney Todd is now performed in opera houses. Such was the case here in Chicago at Lyric Opera with Ben Heppner. We will now hear Sondheim's choice for the actor who would create the role of Sweeney Todd. Here is Len Carreau along with Victor Garber and Edmund Lindeck singing Pretty Women.
And what may I do for you, sir? A stylish trimming of the hair? A soothing skin massage?
You see, sir, a man infatuate with love, her ardent and eager slave. So fetch the pomade and pomace stone and lend me a more seductive tone, a sprinkling perhaps of French cologne, but first, sir, I think, a shave.
The closest I ever gave.
You're in a merry mood today, Mr. Todd.
'Tis your delight, sir, catching fire from one man to the next.
'Tis true, sir, love can still inspire the blood to pound the heart leap higher. What more,
what more can man require
than love, sir?
More than love, sir.
What, sir?
Women.
Ah, yes, women.
Pretty women.
bum bum bum.
And if we wed, you'll be commended, sir.
My lord. And who may it be said is your intended, sir?
My ward.
And pretty as a rosebud.
Pretty as her mother?
What? What was that?
Oh, nothing, sir. Nothing. Nothing. May we proceed? Pretty women. Fascinating, sipping coffee, dancing, pretty women are a wonder, pretty women, sitting in the within you,
glancing,
stay forever,
breathing lightly,
pretty women, pretty women, blowing out,
blowing
their,
out their
candles, combing out
combing
their hair, even when whether watching how they make a man sing, proof of heaven as you're living. Pretty women, sir, pretty women.
Yes,
pretty women,
sir,
pretty women,
sir.
Pretty women,
sir. Pretty Women from Sweeney Todd are sung by Len Carreyrou, Victor Garber, and Edmund Lindbeck, with orchestra led by Paul Gimignani. Success would continue for Sondheim with Merrily We Roll Along, Sunday in the Park with George, and then Into the Woods in 1987. This was a story whose characters were all familiar to us from various fairy tales. We find out, however, that fairy tales do not necessarily have happy endings. Here is Bernadette Peters, who created the role of the witch, with assisting artist performing Children Will Listen.
The slotted spoon can catch the potato.
Every knot was once straight rope.
The harder to wake, the better to have.
The greater the good, the harder the blow.
When going to hide, know how to get there.
And how to get back.
And eat first.
The knife that is sharp today may be dull by tomorrow.
Maybe I just wasn't meant to have children.
Don't say that. Of course you were meant to have children.
And how can I go about being a father with no one to mother my child?
Just calm the child.
Yes, calm the child.
Look, tell him the story of how it all happened. Be father and mother, you'll know what to do.
Alone.
Sometimes people leave you halfway through the wood. Do not let it grieve you. No one leaves for good. You are not alone. No one is alone. Hold him to the light now. Let him see the glow. Things will be all right now. Tell him what you know.
Once upon a time, in a far-off kingdom, there lived a young maiden.
Careful
sad,
the things
young
you
lad.
Say. Children will listen. Careful the things you do. Children will see.
Children will listen, as we know they always do, from Into the Woods, as sung by Bernadette Peters. She sang with assisting artist and orchestra, once again led by the man who was the principal conductor for Sondheim's shows, Paul Gemignani. I should note other musicals would follow, like Assassins and Passion. On a personal note, I saw the original New York productions of Night Music, Into the Woods, Passion, and Sweeney Todd. Without doubt, Sweeney was for me the greatest experience I've ever had for a Broadway musical, and I've seen quite a bit. So ends this tribute to the art of Stephen Sondheim. Our producers are Sidney Gillard and Becky Neistat. Comments are welcome at wfmt.com/Arias and Songs. This is Larry Johnson saying thanks for listening, and please come back next week as we celebrate Bastille Day here on Arias and Songs.